This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The publication Consumer Reports, founded in the Great Depression in part to put a brake on lots of false advertising then coming out of Madison Avenue, is now trying to guide consumers during another great turndown. You may know them for their product testing, but they also advocate for consumers, and a recent Consumer Reports poll confirmed that loads of us are putting off big purchases in this COVID economy. 57% are delaying big home improvements, 26% are canceling them outright, 70% are delaying elective medical procedures. Marta Tejado is president and CEO of Consumer Reports. Thank you for linking up here.
Great to be here with you, David.
Now, Consumer Reports, you cover important issues and, of course, test products, but you're also looking at public policy, especially during this time of pandemic. I mean, there are a lot of things that are going to change coming out of this moment, and policy changes have winners and losers.
We have winners and losers, and I think one of the things that is stark in COVID is that here we are transitioning to an online world and an online marketplace. And many of the consumer protections and the hard-fought battles that we did, you know, in the analog world don't apply to this new world that we're living in now. So think about it. We have 50 million school children now that are supposed to be learning online. But we know that one-third of Americans don't even have a reliable, fast broadband connection. And in our survey, we found that 80% feel and agree that the internet has got to be as important as electricity and water. And that's up from 61% just 3 years ago. So, you know, we're experiencing it now because we're at home, working from home, searching for jobs at home, relying on telemedicine. We can't live our lives in this moment without a affordable connection to the internet. And that's one of the ways in which I think we need to see some real change.
And you've been trying to hold social media's feet to the fire here in terms of accuracy in ads?
We did an experiment with Facebook, and we recently drew up a number of false and misleading ads about the coronavirus, including one that made a case for drinking bleach, and we submitted it to Facebook. They reviewed it. All seven of the ads, they approved. Now, of course, we never posted those ads, but it really makes you wonder how much more harmful misinformation in this environment of uncertainty is showing up.
Now, I'm careful not to see this nightmare we're going through as an opportunity, but there could be social improvements that grow out of this. Do you see some possibilities of ultimately us getting to a better place after all this?
I do. And what my hope, what comes out of this is a more trustworthy marketplace, one where we can rely on accountable institutions and credible information, which is what I think the public is hungry for, and one that's responsive to them, and it's responsive to them by default. I think that's what flattens the curve in a pandemic.
Now, you've been reaching out to people, to consumers, to find out how we are faring. You know, it's a lot of fascinating data here, but something that stood out is just how many people have delayed some big expenditures or even canceled some big stuff they had been planning.
COVID has had a tremendous impact, and I think the headline is frailty, economic and social frailty. And when one-third of U.S. adults have lost their wages or their income due to the pandemic, what we're seeing is that when asked, that means they're putting a pause button on their planned expenses, making tough decisions.
Yeah, but it's quite stark to actually see the data, though. I mean, 57% have delayed a large home improvement project, 18% have canceled it outright. I mean, elective medical procedures, yes, many people are delaying, 70% for obvious reasons, but 19% have thrown in the towel. They're just not going to get an elective medical procedure. That's quite a decision.
Well, I think what it underscores is a tremendous amount of uncertainty. And so they are just hitting pause, and they don't know which way this is going to go.
Marta Tejado is the president and CEO of Consumer Reports. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, David. A pleasure.